Welcome to Eden and Amadeus, the podcast coming up. We have a great interview with Chris Jansen. We'll let you know about his new video and who the star is. And, of course, a recap of our Battle of the Sexes.
All that is on the way. But first, I want to run some of these national days by you, Amadeus. I feel like we always talk about them. Sometimes they are actually the topic in the Battle of the Sexes. You'll hear us say it's National Cat Day, and then the topic is actually like find the spelling of cat in these words. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it goes more about the actual cat. But we use these as jumping off points often. So these are just some of the national days we're experiencing. Like, for example, did you know that today, and we haven't talked about this, is National Historic Marker Day?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so now you know. And knowing is half of it, right?
That's right.
National Help a Horse Day. So if you see a horse, please help it. Today is also national.
I wonder how many people actually get to participate in that one.
Probably a limited amount. I mean, plenty of people as a population, but not people you meet on the daily.
Right, right.
National Hairball Awareness Day. So just be aware that there are hairballs.
Okay, I am now aware.
So if you're a cat and you're licking yourself profusely, maybe be careful that you don't get a hairball. National Pretzel Day is today. Do you like pretzels that are crunchy, like out of the bag? Are you more of a soft pretzel person?
I'm definitely more of a soft pretzel person, and I don't really like pretzels that much at all. But when I do, I like the long, thin ones versus the knots.
The rods.
Yeah, is that what they're called?
Yeah, the pretzel rods.
You know what? Just yesterday, I rarely eat candy in a movie theater, but I didn't want popcorn yesterday. So I stopped off at a dollar store, and I was going to get some chocolate-covered raisins, but they were out. So they had the yogurt-coated pretzels. And I thought, that sounds good. A little sweet, a little crunchy, a little salty. And so that's what I went with.
Since this is a podcast and we can just literally go from one topic to another without feeling any kind of guilt.
Uh-huh.
I just read that there's a lawsuit about yogurt-covered raisins that it's not real yogurt. Does anyone buy those really thinking like, oh, I'm going to eat some yogurt. It's healthy. Or do you
know.
Just buy it because it's like,
I mean, yeah. I don't normally buy yogurt-coated anything. Like I said, I like the chocolate-covered, but
right.
They were out. But I never thought about whether they're really yogurt or not.
Right, exactly. That's my point.
While we're bouncing around, my God, have you ever had Bucky's, I guess they're yogurt-coated, blueberry yogurt-covered pretzels?
No.
Let me tell you something.
Those are great.
Holy shnikes,
are they good. Do you think they use real blueberries?
I don't know if they use real anything, but it is still delicious. I'd eat it all day if I could. I actually have to limit myself because on the back it says a serving size is 6. So I eat 6 at a time.
You do?
I do.
Such tremendous willpower. Wow.
Because I know that there's a lot of sugar in them and I got to watch that. So yeah, my coworkers always like seeing me put 6 out on like a little plate or whatever. I'm like, those are the ones I'm eating today.
Well, are you that disciplined with your gummy bears? Because tomorrow is National Gummy Bear Day. April 27th.
I could probably count on my hands the number of times I've eaten a gummy bear or gummy anything. I don't like the gummy texture.
You're going to like this next one. Tomorrow is Celebrate Trails Day.
Trails.
You love going out on walking trails.
Oh, like
trails.
Hiking trails.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Absolutely.
Something is zipping. What is that?
What do you mean?
I keep hearing like something weird moving. I kept hearing like a zip, zip, zip. Let's see what else. I don't know.
Tomorrow's also Check Your Hearing Day.
All right. Yeah. National Devil Dog Day. Do you remember Devil Dogs, the snack Devil Dogs?
No.
Because I feel like they're regional. I grew up with them. They're like a Hostess. I think Hostess makes them, or Dolly Madison. And they are Devil's Food Cake. It's chocolate, and they have like buttercream icing in the middle. This is
Ooh,
what they look like.
That looks delicious. Is that frozen?
I used to freeze them.
Is that like an ice cream sandwich?
No, it's not frozen.
Oh, okay.
At all. Devil Dog Day.
I don't remember those.
It must be very regional. I loved those growing up, but I had met a lot of people who didn't.
You know what? We didn't have a lot of those Hostess or Little Debbie snack cakes when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of the off brands. So I don't know if I know the correct names.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of it, it's kind of like Ring Ding versus, it was like you could get Ring Dings, you could get Devil Dogs. It was all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
It was like that.
And they all taste
Twinkies.
The same to me.
No.
They're just presented a little differently.
Agree to disagree.
Okay.
So that brings us
wait,
to.
Wait, there's one more day you left off.
Okay, Get Organized Day, and what else? Pay It Forward Day.
Pay It Forward Day is Sunday.
Yes.
Which you should be observing every day if you possibly can.
Sure. How are you planning to pay it forward? Since you were so quick to want to point it out, I thought you had a plan.
I don't have a plan, but
you pretty much do that on a regular basis.
I like to try to be a nice guy when I can, especially my favorite thing to do is let people in traffic.
Yeah,
that's my favorite thing to do.
And I think people don't realize they hear Pay It Forward Day, and they're like, "Ooh, I have to do something big, some grand gesture."
No.
But pay it forward really means that just you're not doing the favor for the person who did the favor for you. You're doing it for a person who has really no reason to expect that you're going to be helping them out.
And I feel like doing little things like that every day is it's nice. It's just nice. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
It's like when somebody says to you, "Thank you for doing that. Let me know if you ever need a favor." Nah, just pay it forward. Let someone else in traffic.
Absolutely.
If you let me in traffic, the truth of the matter is I'm more likely to be like, "That was really nice, and I'm going to let someone in traffic." And if everybody operated that way.
That's how it works. That's how Pay It Forward works.
So that is Sunday. If you're listening to this a year from now, you can still pay it forward. It doesn't have to be the national day.
Right.
So we got an opportunity to talk to our buddy Chris Jansen, who I'll say every time we've ever spoken with him, he spends an inordinary amount of time just talking about how grateful he is. Mm-hmm. And I say it's not ordinary just because a lot of times you have a certain amount of time with a celebrity and they want to promote something.
Right.
But he always makes sure he takes a good amount of time to just talk about what a blessed life he leads and how fortunate he is.
I bet he's the kind of guy that pays it forward every single day some little way.
I think you're right. So he did a music video with a buddy of his, and the music video itself would be good without the special guest.
Right.
But in fact, he's good friends with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So he said, "Yeah, I'll be in your video." Better to let him tell the story of how this all went down.
Hey, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, sir. How's it going?
I'm pretty blessed. I'm happy, and the sun is out today, so it's a great day to be alive.
You remind me of that great Charlie Brown episode where he missed the spelling word and was all bummed out, and Linus was like, "Did you notice the sun came up this morning? It's a great day."
Amen. That's how I look at it. That's very kind of you to say. I appreciate that. You know, that's how I live my life. I just figure if we have the opportunity to get up, then, you know, God is good and we are blessed, and that's really how I look at it.
Starting the day with a win. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, name drop for us. Tell us about your new friend, The Rock. You know, we had read that this something could be coming, but wow. All right, can you just start us off with the whole story and leave nothing out?
First, I'd like to say that I'm pretty proud we kept it under wraps as good as we did, and I was so worried it was probably going to slip out. But man, you know, it's funny you say name drop. It's hilarious because he's so not that guy that he would even feel awkward, you know, in that moment. Like, I gotta brag on him for a minute as my friend. You know, Rock is an awesome dude. He's become a very close friend of mine over the last couple of years. We met, what most people say is coincidence, I say it's just God's timing. We met in Los Angeles in a parking lot with our families. We were all waiting for our cars to be pulled around in a valet line. And may I say that valet is pretty bougie. I'm not a valet type person. I would much prefer to park my own car, but it's the only option we had. And Rock is that way too. You know, he's the biggest star in the world, and he drives himself places. I mean, you know, still same with me. So we just aligned so much together, and we became friends. Not because of what we do or who we are, per se, you know, in our respective businesses. We became friends just because we just had things in common, and he's a cool guy. And, you know, none of which about our jobs or anything came up in our first, "Hey, how's it going?" It was all just centered around family and stuff. And then, you know, it quickly became about vintage country music and things that we love, Hank Jr., and just all that kind of stuff. And I just asked. I mean, people say all the time, "I can't believe this happened," but I mean, I can if you believe in yourself and you walk with humility and grace, and you dream really big, you can win really big. You know, you got to bet on yourself 100% of the time, all the time, and that's what I did. And I simply just said, "Hey, Rock, would you want to be in this video with me? I know we've been looking for something to do together, you know, like musically or whatever. So let me know." And he hit me right back. "Yes, love to." And so there you go. That was just as simple as it. Things normally don't happen that simple, but it did.
That's amazing. So you had a good time doing it, obviously.
We did. We had a ball. I mean, we just went to Texas and met. He was doing his wrestling thing on the road. You know, it was basically like a tour, music tour. And I was in the middle of tour as well, going to Oklahoma. So we met in the middle in Mesquite, Texas, which is outside of Dallas, about 30 minutes at the rodeo arena and grounds. And we filmed all that. And then, of course, I filmed the rest, you know, in Bass Pro and things like that, just like you see in the video. And then the hunting blind and everything, that's on my own property in Tennessee. So between the three locations, it was a very easy video shoot, very low maintenance. And, you know, just you take the biggest actor in the world and ask him to be in your video with you, and he says yes, and then nobody acts. Nobody has to act. It's that real. It's authentic. It's just fun. The song is real, and I'm a what you see is what you get kind of guy. I'm not just the guy singing it, you know, big difference. And Rock is that way too. So I just couldn't be happier with it. And I just feel really blessed. You know, I feel really blessed to be a guy who's being able to have this kind of success in the upper 1% of our business. Not everybody gets to live this dream, and getting to live this dream the way that I'm being able to do it is such a blessing, but also just to do it the way that I want to do it. And that is the ultimate goal, I think, with anybody in any job or any line of work, is that if you get to get up in the morning and do what you want to do, how you want to do it, it's so rare, maybe the rarest thing ever. And I get to do that, and I'm incredibly grateful for it. And, you know, just, I, you know, of course, people were listening, they would go, "Well, of course you're grateful for it. Must be nice." But I just got to tell you that I'm a trailer park kid. I grew up with nothing, and I always just believed in myself. I believe that the American dream can happen if you believe in it hard enough. And gosh, man, we live in the land of the free and opportunity, and like, it's awesome.
We feel the same way about our jobs. We come in here and we're like, can we believe we're doing this today? We get up and get to come talk on the radio and have fun. Well, we're going to listen to your song. We're going to encourage everyone to watch that video. It's so much fun.
Well, thank you. I think it's fun, too. And it's authentic. You know, it really is authentic. And what you see is what you get. I hope it inspires the listeners out there, man, to wake up in the morning and be proud of who you are. And be proud to be an American. Be proud to get up and just party in freedom all day long, no matter what you're doing. At least we're free, and at least we have the opportunity to do so.
Two cool guys right there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Chris Jansen, we love him. And you don't watch Young Rock, but I got to tell you, from that show, I've learned so much about The Rock, and I just think he's one of the coolest guys on the planet.
Well, that collaboration went well. I mean, as you heard Chris say, there was no acting in the video. It was just them goofing around and having a good time, and it comes off like that.
Absolutely. Hey, what you see is what you get.
That's what the song is. So what you see is what you get, oftentimes with the battle of the sexes. Let's listen back to a week's worth.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go, Monday morning, Battle of the Sexes.
Please welcome our returning champion from Middleburg, it's The Man.
And from the north side here to take her on, it's Jeff. Guys, today it's National Cat Lady Day, so we've got C-A-T, cat, in every answer. For example, if I said another word for a mimic, you would say a copycat. Got it?
Yep.
Got it.
First question goes to our returning champion, Meg. This is a model's runway.
A catwalk.
Yes.
One for you.
Jeff, this oversized slingshot was a weapon used in medieval times.
Catapult.
Yes.
1-1. Meg, this is a singer's entire collection of work.
Oh, my goodness.
Too much time. We're looking for her catalog. That's a catalog. No score on that one. Jeff.
Jeff, this is a boat with twin parallel hulls.
Catamaran.
Yes.
1-2, but you can tie it up with this one. Meg, a document that proves your birth, marriage, or death.
Uh, certificate.
Yes.
It's got cat in it, 2-2. But Jeff, if you get this one right, you're today's champion.
Jeff, this is an athletic competition made up of 10 events.
Decathlon.
Yes.
And we got a new champion in Jeff.
Hey.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go. Tuesday morning, Battle of the Sexes back for his day number 2 from the north side. Let's welcome in Jeff.
And from East Arlington, it's Nancy.
And Nancy, just for playing today, you've got 4 tickets to see Maddie and Tay at Wild Adventures on Saturday, May 4th.
Love it.
In honor of Maddie and Tay, we're doing a country music duets quiz. First question goes to our returning champion, Jeff.
Jeff, name the edgy country star who sings Wait in the Truck with Lainey Wilson.
Hardy?
Yeah.
One for you. All right, Nancy, name the edgy country star who sings Save Me with Lainey Wilson.
Don't know.
That's Jelly Roll. No points for you yet.
Jeff, name the American Idol winner who sang Don't You Want to Stay with Jason Aldean.
Carrie Underwood?
No, great guess. Kelly Clarkson.
No score on that one. Nancy, name the American Idol winner who sang If I Didn't Love You with Jason Aldean.
Underwood, Carrie Underwood.
That's yes. Carrie Underwood. 1-1.
Jeff, Carrie Underwood also sang The Fighter with this country singer from Down Under.
Kenny.
Mm. No, Keith Not Urban Kenny. Is from Down
Keith
Under.
Urban, which means, Nancy, if you get this one right, you're today's champion. Nancy, Keith Urban sang Raise 'Em Up with this country music bad boy known as Chief. Too much time, Nancy. We were looking for Eric Church, which means we have a tied score.
All right, the two of you, the first to shout out the answer is our winner on this one. You will not be able to hear each other. It's Your Love was a hit in 1997 for this country music husband and wife.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Yes, sir.
Nice work, Jeff.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go. Wednesday morning, Battle of the Sexes back for his day number 3 from the north side. Let's welcome in Jeff.
And from the south side of town, it's Alyssa.
All right, guys, in honor of, you know what's coming to town? Frozen the Musical is going to be here starting this weekend. So in honor of that, we're doing a Disney songs quiz. We're going to name a song from a Disney movie. You tell us what movie it's from. First question goes to our returning champion, Jeff.
Jeff, this is the song. You've Got a Friend in Me. What's the movie?
Toy Story.
Yes.
Of course, that's one for you. Alyssa, the song is Hakuna Matata.
The Lion King.
Sure.
All right, a couple easy ones to kick things off. 1-1.
Jeff, A Whole New World.
Beauty and the Beast.
Jeff,
no. Aladdin.
Aladdin was the answer. All right, Alyssa, you can pull ahead. This is a rare chance for someone to pull ahead of Jeff. Alyssa, Under the Sea.
The Little Mermaid.
All right,
we got a score of 1-2. But Jeff, you can tie it up with this one.
Jeff, Someday My Prince Will Come.
Oh, Jeff. Too much time, Jeff. We were looking
for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
With a score of 2-1, Alyssa, you're today's champion.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go, Thursday morning, Battle of the Sexes.
Please welcome our champion from the South Side. Her name is Alyssa.
Also from the South Side, here to take Alyssa on. It's one of our favorite players, Mirza. All right, guys, today in honor of the NFL draft, it's an NFL quiz. These questions are going to be pretty easy. First one goes to our returning champion. Alyssa, what city do the Lions play in?
Detroit.
Of course.
One for you.
Mirza, in what city do the Browns play?
Cleveland.
Yeah.
1-1. Alyssa, what city do the Texans play in?
Houston.
2-1.
There you go. Mirza, in what city do the Seahawks play?
Seattle.
Sure.
2-2. It's going to get a little tougher on you. Alyssa, what city do the Raiders play in?
Las Vegas.
There it
You've
is.
You've been playing attention for the last couple of years. 3-2, but you can tie it up with this one, Mirza.
Mirza, in what city do the Commanders play?
Las Vegas.
Oh, no. Washington.
Alyssa, you're our champion again today.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go, Friday morning, Battle of the Sexes.
Please welcome our returning champion from the South Side. It's Alyssa.
And also from the South Side to take Alyssa on, it's James. Guys, on Fridays, it's a leftovers quiz. These are all questions from past battles that didn't quite make it on the air. First question goes to our returning champion, Alyssa. This is from our Disney Songs quiz. Which Disney film features the song Be Our Guest?
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
One for you.
James, this is also from our Disney Songs quiz. Which Disney film features the song Bare Necessities?
Oh, my gosh. I have no clue.
That's Jungle Book.
All right, no score for you yet. Alyssa from our Country Music Duets quiz. Zac Brown Band sang As She's Walking Away with this 90s singer of Gone Country. Too much time. We were looking for Alan Jackson on that one.
Also from our country music duets, James, this one's for you. Zac Brown sang Knee Deep with this singer best known for Margaritaville.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett.
1-1. All right, Alyssa, you can pull ahead with this one. Alyssa from our cat quiz, C-A-T will be in the answer somewhere in that order. This word means to give up occupancy, like when leaving a home.
Vacate?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in the nick of time. 2-1, but you can tie it up with this one, James.
James, also from our cat quiz, meaning that the word is going to have C-A-T in that order somewhere in it. This word means to prepare food for a large gathering, like a wedding.
Buffet?
No, cater. Cater. It has to have C-A-T.
We're looking for cater. That means with a score of 2-1, you're today's champion, Alyssa.
Thanks, everybody, for checking out the Eden and Amadeus podcast. We'll give you another one next week.
Don't forget to pay it forward. Thanks for listening.